we could like put them in camps and we could like force them to work for free.
Are you like literally a Nazi? Because you're describing a concentration camp.
So what?
So, do you disagree with any of these things you see?
No, but like the Big Bang one, I got a question about the Big Bang one.
Okay.
Do you know if anything started the Big Bang?
No, we don't know that. I mean, so then we can, like, scientists have postulated causes to the expansion of space-time around us, which is what the Big Bang is. I think there are postulates for it, but we don't really know.
So, I mean, I think the answer is simple. I mean, something must have started it.
Yeah, in the sense that there was a state of affairs that preceded the expansion of our observable universe. Yeah, probably. We just don't know what that was yet.
So then why can't we just say it was God?
Because there's no good reason to think that.
Yes, there is.
Is it going to be because scientists don't know what it was, therefore there's evidence God did it? Because that's not
evidence. No, there's just no other logical conclusion.
But there's no logical pathway to God. All you did was say, well, since the answer is not X, therefore the answer is Y.
Yeah, but there's reasons.
Could have been Dabrikashaw.
Yeah, honestly, the only answer could be Y. There's no other answer.
In this case, Y just means something, but it could literally be anything. God.
Yeah,
is,
but the only thing is God.
No, you can't say God is the infinite sum of all unknown potential causes. God is a specific thing. So yeah, we don't know. It could have been like maybe eternal inflation is the thing. Maybe a cyclical universe where time never really starts or ends and there's just constant big bangs all the time that move in cycles. Maybe that's the thing. Maybe it was a quantum fluctuation.
Yeah,
maybe
but nothing can just emerge out of like if something there can't just be nothing and then something just comes from nothing. That's not how that works.
Well, good thing I didn't say that.
Okay, so then you agree with me.
I don't agree that God was the cause because eternal inflation, there are zero, and I mean zero, scientific models that say, well, what we think happened was there was literally nothing, and then this thing happened, and then the universe started existing. Absolutely no scientist says anything like that. That's what theists say. They say God, which has all the exact same properties of nothing, created the universe out of nothing.
Yo, hold on. Wait. Yeah, okay. I understand what you're saying. So, can we talk about evolution? Yeah. What about consciousness?
What about it?
Yeah, people say that we're like animals and shit, and I would say that we are animals, but we're like special kind of animals, you know.
Yeah, sort of ducks. They can fly.
Yeah, so like
ducks are created in God's image because all the angels of heaven can also fly, and they are the eternal beings with God. So God specially created ducks with wings because God is actually a duck.
So wait. How do people explain consciousness? How does that work?
Sufficiently complex organizations of matter produce consciousness.
So wait. So consciousness is tangible?
I mean, you can't like lick it or anything like that, but you can't do that with temperature either. Like there are all kinds of emergent phenomena that exist that you can't put in a box. That aren't like quantitative, but we can experience them. We can measure them, and we have a materialistic type of physicalistic type of explanation, I guess, for what they're sourced in. Now, consciousness is super mysterious. Like, at the end of the day, we have to just be like, yeah, the brain just kind of does that when it comes to consciousness, which seems really unsatisfactory. But I don't know why people pick on consciousness like this. Literally, the world is made of fundamental particles. There's not a single yacht dang thing you could ever look at a fundamental particle and measure about it. If you had all possible knowledge of fundamental particles, you could absolutely not have any idea that gravity exists in the universe, for example, or that those fundamental particles would come together to form, you know, anything at all, like a plutonium atom. So yeah, they just kind of do that.
I'm having trouble understanding what consciousness is. Like, a really, really mentally undeveloped subjective person experience. Can be conscious. Subjective experience?
Yep.
That's what consciousness is?
Yep.
So a dog is conscious?
Well, yeah. I mean, dogs are extremely intelligent. They can learn new tricks, despite what you may have heard. They understand the difference between pleasure and pain. They're quite emotional, or they can be, at least. They are good at navigating their surroundings, which is only possible if they can, you know, create mental maps of the world around them. So
then that means that there are people on this planet, humans specifically, that are dumber than dogs. And if they're dumber than dogs, does that mean that we can put humans into certain criterias socially?
I wouldn't do that.
But that's valid, considering that certain dogs can help people that have diabetes and stuff. They can, like, bring soda to them.
Huh?
And there are other humans that just sit on the couch and shit themselves.
Yeah, that's true. But why would any of those facts? That's no more just than saying, oh, well, you know, some people are 6 feet tall, therefore we should kick them in the balls. Why?
Why should we do that, though? Is there any reason?
Correct. There's no reason to do that, or what you said.
No, I have reasons. I mean, what I said kind of makes more sense than what you said.
Well, okay, you can make up any reason for anything that doesn't make it like just or logically valid or anything like that.
Yes, that's exactly what that means.
Go ahead and explain. Give the formal argument or whatever. Because sometimes we put dogs in cages. Therefore, we should put this group of people in cages because reasons. Go ahead and frame that out.
Okay, so now you're committing. I don't know what kind of fallacy you're committing, but you're committing some sort of fallacy, bro.
Okay, so premise one is I have no clue what's going on, but you're committing a fallacy.
No, but what's you're premise two? No, a dog is different. Actually, wait a minute. Now that I'm thinking about it, no, wait, listen to this. So a dog doesn't care that it's, a dog doesn't really care that it's in a cage, or it doesn't know the what it means to be demeaned like the way it is. Like, you put a dog in a cage, like, it might be upset that it's in a cage, but it doesn't know that it's being demeaned. Just like if someone's like mentally underdeveloped, if you put them in a cage, they're not going to know that they're being demeaned either.
What's premise three? Mentally disabled human wouldn't know it's in a cage either. I'm gonna put the conclusion.
Fix premise three real quick.
Certain humans in cages. So that's the conclusion. So we're trying to get to the conclusion. If only I could spell words correctly, that would make life better. Okay, so that's the conclusion we're trying to get to. What's the fourth logical pathway to, therefore we should put certain humans in cages?
Therefore, since they're no different from a dog mentally, they should be treated like one.
Okay, bridge this right here with should. Bridge the is and the ought there. Why should we do that? Because they're similar to dogs. And remember, it has to be less arbitrary than we should kick everybody in the nuts who is 6 feet tall.
I would say that humans are special. Humans are special and they're valuable. And what makes us valuable is our level of consciousness. And since there are other humans that are not on our level of consciousness, similar or below to dogs, they deserve to be treated as such. And I would say that they're not even human, because what makes humans special is our level of consciousness and our intelligence.
So all you did was restate the claim here.
Why? Well, I restated
since they're
it,
no different than dogs, they should. We should do this. So I asked you to justify that, and all you did was repeat the claim. So this doesn't
work. Yeah, but I did justify it, though, kind of.
No, you didn't. You just restated the claim.
I restated the claim?
Yes.
So wait, how would I justify what I said?
I don't think you can, but that's...
Yes, you can, because people...
Well, then do it.
You're not a vegan. You're not a vegan. Dogs aren't any different from cows, really. So it's not like... If someone's on the same mental plane as a cow or a dog, why does it matter? Are you just going to say that they're human and they look like us?
Are you going to bridge this? Are you going to give me a logical pathway to...
Okay. How about this? Do you eat burgers or not?
Peterson does eat burgers.
Okay. Why is it not morally wrong to eat a cow?
Guest doesn't know why it's morally wrong to eat a cow.
Wait, why? No. I messed up. Why is it not morally wrong to eat a cow?
Guest
why is it not
apologizing? Wrong? Oh my God. Ass apologizing.
Wait, I'm messing up my words here a little bit.
I don't understand how this is going to get us to, therefore we should treat people like dogs if they're different, but whatever.
We could use them for other stuff. Like we can put them in
Okay, I think you don't know. Okay, here, let's do it this way. Have you ever, did you go to like college or anything like that?
College? No, I dropped out of school.
Okay. I, Big Peepee, went to college. Guest, Lil Peepee, did not. Guest is not on the same cognitive level as Peepee. Big Peepee say guest go in cage. Big Peepee justified. There, get in a fucking cage.
Yeah, but I'm not on the same cognitive level as a dog.
As me.
I have other capabilities.
Yeah, but you're not on my level. See, what's going on here is you have a cognitive level that I have arbitrarily declared means that I should put you in a cage. Exactly.
No,
what
I would
you did.
I would agree with this. I would agree
okay,
with this.
Okay, get in the
if
cage.
If you are
then.
Smarter than me objectively, then I should be like below you in society, and I should be doing something else. But I shouldn't be in a cage because I'm not mentally R-worded. I'm not that close.
Well, that's objectively speaking, that's not what determines whether or not somebody should go in a cage. It's whether or not they have a different, which is to say, lesser cognitive ability of somebody else. But I'm just going to draw that line.
There should be a baseline.
I'm going to draw that. Yeah, the baseline is. I went to college and you didn't, therefore I'm on a different cognitive level than you. See, since I in this hypothetical, I have all the power, and so now I'm going to do this to you. Do you like this world that you've constructed? Unwittingly.
It technically, it's the world we live in now, but people are just deluded.
It's really not the world we live in now. I don't know what makes
I mean,
you
yeah,
think that.
I would say so.
How so?
People already eat cows. They just pick and choose what they...
No, we're talking about people.
Yeah. Humans don't really understand morality and
no,
shit. They
to
just
be clear,
pick and choose. Like,
to
we,
be clear,
we prefer dogs and cats,
specific,
but we're going to eat cows and shit.
This specific claim that you made was in reference to the scenario I drew up, which is the intellectual elite are going to start putting people in cages. Now, I mean, I agree that we need... that there's a... prison industrial complex. It targets the poor. It doesn't really target people that are dumb. I wouldn't say that. So like that, like there's a microscopic grain of this, but no, that's the thing you were specifically saying is the world we live in. But I don't think that's the case at all. I don't know if you live in the United States, but we live in a republic, which is a type of democracy. So we are ruled the way our society is structured. I mean, in practice, it just goes to the highest bidder. But the way it's structured, at least theoretically, is under the consent of the governed. And people don't choose to want to be oppressed. Like you weirdly said, yeah, I want to be oppressed. If it turns out that I am dumber, then yeah, you have the right. Now, I don't think you actually agree with that. That would be very weird. It'd be very
no, because I contribute to society in different ways.
Okay, so you're just arbitrarily drawing the line.
Like I said before, you know how dogs.
So you don't get put in a cage, but then you draw the line for other people. You chose to say, oh, look at how objective I'm being. I'm going to take people that I think are lesser than me, and they're the ones that it would be justified in treating like shit. How very unbiased and scientific and rational of you, he said very sarcastically.
I mean, but that's like, you know, what are they called again? The dogs that help people with diabetes and shit and they can smell their blood. Those dogs are still put in cages too. Huh?
I think they're called dogs.
No, but they're different service. Yes. Service dogs. Yes. Service dogs. If you have diabetes or anything like that, they'll grab you a drink from the fridge or they'll like sniff your blood while you're passed out on the floor.
Yeah. And, most babies when I'm put in sleep a cage, in cribs I'm the equivalent instead of California king beds. So apparently domicile equals your worth in society. It has no other imaginable, pragmatic or practical implication at all.
Wait, what did you say?
I'm not repeating it. How did this all start? You don't believe in evolution or you do believe in evolution?
Oh, no, I was just confused about consciousness.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Consciousness. Yeah, how the fuck did we get to this point?
Yeah, I'm sorry. We got a little carried away there.
Do you have any other questions?
Oh. So wait. One more question. How do we ground morality?
Reason.
If we don't know if there's a God or not, how do we ground morality?
Reason.
Reason?
Yes.
But what if someone is like smarter than everybody and more powerful than everybody? And they just that's pick not, and it's all fucked up.
That's not reason.
So what's reason then? Like, what do you mean by reason?
The process in which we use our brains to make decisions, understand the world. So when the guy that has the most money or can do the most bench press reps or has the highest IQ says, do what I say because I bench press IQ money, whatever. That's not reason. There is no good reason to any of that. There are no logical bridges between therefore you do thing for me.
Yeah, but what is said reason like grounded on? Like how do we know it's legit?
Because we can all do it. And so faulty reason is pretty easily exploited. That's not the right word. It's pretty easily diagnosed, I guess, through the process of multiple other people engaging in reason. So it's just like science or engineering. Like a car mechanic or going to the doctor or whatever. You go see one person and they say, well, I think that what's going on is blank. It's like, well, okay. The odds of this one person being wrong, it depends on what it is, but maybe the odds are pretty decent. But then if you go and check with 10,000 other people that do the same process and they all find the exact same answer, then it's just not even remotely feasible to think that, yeah, somehow all 10,000 of them are wrong in the exact same way. So reason can, in that same sort of way, it sort of recursively justifies itself. That makes
sense. So wouldn't you be appealing to the majority then?
No, because this isn't a matter of, I mean, with respect to human reason, you could say it's a matter of opinion, I guess. But if the vast majority of people all have the same opinion, then that's as close as we can get to objectivity.
What about, wait, so, but that's pretty complicated because humans have cultures and other beliefs and shit. So how do we know objectively? Do we just get, so I think it would make more sense if we put 10,000 humans in a lab and make them grow up in the lab.
This is going to depend wildly on what we're talking about. Like, if the group of people sits around and they're like, look, we think that, I don't know, wearing face paint is the hallmark of beauty. And the other culture says, well, we think stuffing plastic in your booty cheeks and in your tits is the hallmark of beauty. Well, neither one of them is objectively right or wrong. But if it's something like, well, in order to make sure that our children and the future generations and whatever are going to live long, healthy, prosperous lives, we think we should put everybody that's dumb in cages. That's objectively not going to work because it's been done many times. And the kinds of things you get from that are civil war and bloody revolution. And it fails to achieve the things that they think it's going to achieve. Life expectancy goes down during periods like that.
But that would be better than the world that we live in now. It's already messed up. You don't even, most of your beliefs aren't even put into action.
What makes you think that if people like me start putting people like you in cages, that that's going to make the world better?
Look, like I said before, dogs are still put in cages, but they can still be useful.
We're not talking about dogs. What makes you think
that? Wait, so what do you mean by put me in a cage? You mean like put me in a cage forever?
I mean whatever you mean by it. You're the one that said it.
Oh, no. Like, you know, like I'm still contributing, but I'm inferior, you know?
Yeah. What makes you think that if people like me put people like you in cages, that will make the world better than it currently is?
We could like put them in camps and we could like force them to work for free.
Are you like literally a Nazi? Because you're describing a concentration camp.
So what? I mean, I'm not a Nazi, but it can still be helpful.
Well, I'm pretty sure that you actually are, judging by what you just said there.
But I'm not going to put black people in camps. I'm going to put stupid people in camps. I'm not putting Jews and blacks in camps. That's different.
Yeah. So if what you think Nazism means is anti-Semitic fascism with concentration camps, then you're not that kind of Nazi, but you basically are.
Okay, I guess I'm a semi-Nazi. I don't care. It's just a buzzword.
You're a Nazi of a different creed, yeah.
Just a buzzword, bro. People be saying anything when they're wrong.
I'm not wrong. You literally... What's the difference between you and Adolf Hitler's final solution?
Well, I think that if Adolf Hitler put stupid people in camps and he forced them to work for free, he would be seen as a great man ahead of his time. Like a lot of people... A lot more people would fuck with what he thought of back then. Now it's all messed up because everybody has black friends. Like, obviously, they're not going to mess with that. That's stupid. Would you want to put black people in camp specifically?
Okay.
But nobody has a stupid friend. Everybody hates stupid people. Humans already understand.
Okay.
This person's dumb.
Say,
we don't like them.
Let's say, hypothetically, I'm smarter than you. I'm going to put you in a concentration camp. Are you okay with this?
Like, hypothetically, this is a hypothetical.
Yeah,
I'd be fine with that. Okay. I think I'd be fine with that. Well, but I'm smart, so I'm not going to be put in a camp.
Oh, I doubt that.
Okay.
Go die. Get a free book, 2 free audiobooks, and ad-free videos by becoming a Patreon member.